Today is January 25th, 2013, and we are happy to be with Lata again. Lata, the last time we met, you were telling us that you had just returned back to the ashram from all your travels, mm-hmm. and you were going to meet Mother.
Yeah, I don't think so that I had returned, but it doesn't matter. Yeah, I went to see Mother when I came back. Mm-hmm. And Mother told me that she was very happy to see me, and she said, this has done me a lot of good. And she repeated that twice. It has done you a lot of good, she said.
Very.
And of course, after that, soon after that, I was one of the first to go out like that, and mm-hmm. they wanted to know my experiences. So I gave a talk in the school, and everybody liked it. They liked it, and they said, "Oh, this talk should be repeated for everybody, so it should be in the playground." Mm. But then in the playground, I got very nervous. I could hardly talk. In the school, I was feeling free, but as soon as they said that I should do it again, I became nervous. So, and then I don't remember, yes, after that I started teaching. Mm-hmm. First, I don't remember, I don't have the idea of time and all, but I remember then, because I was also in Germany, then they mm-hmm. asked me to teach German, not to students, but to adults. So it was not during the school hours. I used to take at 1 o'clock, one, two.
This is when you were staying with Eckhart and Theodora, or?
I told you, no, that yes, I had gone to a school
yes.
of theatricals.
Oh, so in the school you were teaching?
No, I was teaching in the school in Pondicherry. I started teaching German after my coming back. Because
okay.
we are now talking about my, after
I
came back.
Yes, okay.
So there I was learning. In that school, I could not participate what it was for the school, in the school they were teaching. But the students who were attending these classes, they were helping me to learn poems, monologues, and how to recite. The pronunciation, how to throw your voice, because it was a stage acting, not a film acting. So they gave me all this training, and I used to learn with them. And that's how I learned not only German, but I learned a lot of literature of the language, the poems of great poets, and the monologues of the, like from Faust. Mm-hmm. Those I learned by heart, and I used to recite, and they used to correct me.
Did languages come to you easily?
It looks like it, which I never myself didn't know that I would be. Because when I came back from France, I noticed that I started speaking French fluently. It's but natural, because I was there for nearly 1 year. And then I went to Germany, and I learned recitations, which was, to learn the recitations, you have to understand the language well and be able to express something which is very difficult. So then I noticed that and then in Germany also I was there for 6 months. So I was speaking the language, and I had learned German before leaving from Medananda. I had learned a little bit, not much. But then being in the country, it is always easier to learn, because it's a direct method, you can say. And then with all these recitations and all, it helped me a lot. And then while those people were helping me for recitations, they were talking German and I was talking German. So there was nothing, and the people with whom I was staying were also Germans. So that gave me also a good grounding of the language. And when I came back here, then I started teaching German to adults. It was not during the school hours. It was after the school, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There was one gentleman who is famous in the history of the ashram, Mrityunjaya. He joined the classes, and poor fellow, he couldn't learn. And each time that the classes changed, that in the next year, he used to say, "I will always remain the beginning." Whenever the newcomers come, he was always with the newcomers. He never went beyond that. So it was. He was very interested, but he couldn't learn properly, and he didn't learn much. But he had some friend from Calcutta who, in those days, it was not. We were few people. Anybody who wanted could join. There was no problem. I remember when my father used to come 3, 4, 5 times a year. Whenever he came, he joined the marching in the evenings. Mother used to be there. And he's there in the film, marching in the playground. But now, those who come, they cannot join like that. Ashram has grown so much that it's not possible. In those days, anybody who came, we used to feel very close to that person immediately. That has changed a lot. You have seen that yourself.
Now you teach Italian too, don't you?
Yeah, that is when I was coming back. I was in Italy, but I noticed that the language was very easy, though I didn't know Italian at that time. So when I came back, I learned that there was one Italian gentleman who was teaching Italian. So then I wanted to join Italian because I had been to Italy, I picked up a few sentences here and there. So I joined Italian class, and he already had students who had picked up, who must have done about 1 year of Italian. So he said I could not be with them, I should be with the beginners. But those who were advanced, they were my age group. So I said, I want to be with my age group. He said, but then you will not be able to follow. I said, doesn't matter. And then I noticed that I picked up very fast, and I was with this, my age group people. And as I had not really started working, he asked me if I could help him in his correspondence with Italy, and also help him to help the Italian visitors who were coming to take them round and all. So I started working with him. His correspondence I used to keep in files, and he was always talking Italian to me. Then the Italians who were coming didn't know any other language. So I picked up Italian very fast. That's how I picked up Italian.
And do you teach all of these in school, or have you taught everything in school?
In school. Yeah, after a few years, when he stopped teaching, I'm not very sure, Manjuda, who is Nalini's son, he also learned Italian with us. And he was also in this Italian class. And he wanted to teach. But I'm sorry, I don't know if I should say it here. He's not so gifted for speaking. He's very studious type. He's a scholarly type. But his spoken language is not very good. But he wanted to teach. And our Italian teacher, whose name was Nata, yeah. He said, he told him he couldn't say no. He said, if he's teaching, you should be teaching. So that's how he put me also as a teacher for the Italian classes.
This is our Nata?
Our Nata.
Maggie and Nata?
Yeah, he is the one. He's the one who started teaching Italian, and he was teaching when I reached. And then he told me that I should not teach. I joined with this group who already has done quite a lot. I insisted and joined. And then, of course, I picked up also because I was working with him, and he was always talking Italian. Then all the visitors who came spoke only Italian. So that's how I picked up. We were many students in Italian. All these people like Manoj, Arati, Jhumur, this Jharna also, then Manoj's two elder sisters, Tapati, Preeti, they all were Italian students, although I think they all learned Italian, and they all learned German also. All of them have learned German, but they didn't practice, whereas I got the practice because I've been to the country, and then I was meeting people here, and then I started teaching. When you teach, you learn. That's the best way to learn. So that's how I...
Do you have any other European languages that you know?
Yeah, I know Spanish. I'm teaching Spanish.
Oh.
Now I have many more students for Spanish than Italian, because there's an Italian lady who's teaching Italian. So they prefer the people of the country. But I still have some Italian students also, three only. Most of them are with the Italian lady. And then, now for example, I don't teach German at all because there are 5-6 teachers for German.
Mm.
But I still have one student for German. And then I learned also Portuguese. But Portuguese, I learned, I don't know how, the people who were coming from Brazil, some of them, they became friendly and they insisted that I should learn. I said, no, please, I don't have time. But then gradually they were insisting and they started talking to me in the dining room here and there, and I picked up also Portuguese. And then whenever these Brazilians come, they come in a big group and most of them don't know English. So then there was one Brazilian who was coming regularly to the ashram. She used to, whenever she came, she used to stay about 7-8 weeks. And I used to go to her once a week to learn. And every year I used to get about 5-6 lessons. And so that's how I picked up. And then the rest was all with the people directly.
Is it a difficult language?
Portuguese is very similar to Spanish. It is a Latin language like French and Italian. So once you know one, you see, because I knew French I've learned, all these Latin languages became easy for me. And that is how now everybody's learning Italian and Spanish, and of course they learn also German. All the students in knowledge, they learn 3 new languages apart from the French, which they know already. French they learn from right from kindergarten up to the higher course. So many, many years of French. But then in 3 years of knowledge, they pick up also, those who want to, they pick up Italian and Spanish and German. Of course, Germans want many more periods because German is a difficult language. And yet they pick up very well, many of them pick up very well. And some of them, if they get the chance, they get good jobs and they earn very well. I remember some student who was in Bangalore. She used her Spanish and German, and she was earning very well.
Translating or?
There are big companies who have this, commerce, I don't know exactly what trade, or with certain countries like Germany and Spain or something like that. So they have to do either the sometimes a little bit translational work, or sometimes even talking to the people of the country on phone at night. I don't know exactly.
I've heard this, yes.
And they do it and they're doing very well. Even these, some of them who learn German, they do the translation work, they do also this guide. Some of them do also the guide, but guide, they do much more for French and Italian rather than the other languages. There are many more French coming here.
I wanted to ask you a bit about the free system versus the other systems and how it evolved.
Free system, you see, there was one French professor, he was also my professor. Mother gave him the name of Tanmaya. Tanmaya, his other name I've forgotten. And he's very well known also. And he's talked to mother with mothers, and this is what mother wanted, that children or students after the age of 14, they should know what they want to learn, and they should want to learn, exactly. So they should have the freedom of choosing and working on their own with the help of certain teachers. So that's how it started, the free system. But there was a lot of controversy in the beginning because many of them thought that the students were not availing of their time, they were wasting their time, they were not doing properly. And mother said very clearly, if they don't want to learn and if they want to waste their time, they're free to waste their time. She said, let them, it doesn't matter. But some of the parents didn't want that. They should, at the expense of wasting time, they should learn something. So they also opposed, and some teachers also, many teachers were, you know, themselves not prepared for the free system. They liked their own old system of taking a class and telling them what to do and all. So this, to take shape, it took a lot of time. Some teachers started, Tanmaya and a few others. My brother was one of them, Kake. Mm-hmm. But side by side, the normal classes were also going on. And that is what is happening even now. Huh. And this is for the free system. Many of the teachers, they don't allow some students who are not very serious or who are not very good students, they don't allow them to go to free system. They said, you will not learn if you go to free system. Whereas I know by experience, many of those who thought they were not good students, so they started becoming better because they started putting their own interest and own willpower. Many of them, they were not very good students in school, but when they came to knowledge, they were very good. So that made a difference. Yes. But now this is still very controversial. Mm-hmm. There are still many people who think that the students don't learn properly if they're in free system. But they will never learn to understand that they can themselves do much more than what they are made to do.
So some students chose to be with you?
Even now there is free system still going on. And I take classes only in free system. Huh. In the school, those who are in the free system, they go to the teacher and they fix the periods with the teacher. But what I protested was that if many of the free system students would like to do individual classes, that I don't allow because it becomes too much for me. Sure. If there are three students and each student I give two periods, it makes six for me. Whereas if I take them together, I can do as much in two periods for three together. So that is what I do. I don't want to take them. But even then, I still have individual classes also and knowledge. I still have some, because they come and it just organizes like that. They come, they said, we would like to do with you, and nobody else has come. So it becomes just one-to-one. One student, one teacher. But many of them, when they're one-to-one, they gain a lot. I had one student who was very, very weak in French and all. And I found it very difficult to teach him. But he persisted doing with me because he thought with me he was getting better. And so in the school, in his last 2-3 years of the school, he was alone with me. And then he picked up quite a lot, and when he came to knowledge, he was still doing with me. And there he had improved a lot, but still he was not the best student. The other students were better than him. But then after that, his mother was also she knew how to manage, and she managed to send him to France. And he was in France a number of years. And now, whenever he comes back, he comes and talks to me in French fluently, although he has not picked up the way some are gifted for the languages, which for him it was not so easy to learn. But he picked up and he's very happy. He manages very well. And he's a science student, not a language student.
Did you ever study Sanskrit?
Yes, I'm still studying. I think, I know I don't go to classes, but I did. I did number of years, but whatever I study, I don't put in too much of my work. I do it leisurely, whatever I can do. Even the languages which I learn always, for example, now I'm learning Russian, but I do it whenever I have time. For during the vacations, I did a little more, and now I'm not at all working on it. But now the Russians are here, they come to meet me, and then I get a chance to hear the language, and then I make a little effort. There will soon be an exhibition. There's this Dimitri, and his name is now Ritam.
I know him very well.
Yeah, you know him very well.
I met him in St. Petersburg.
Yeah. Oh, you went to St.
Petersburg.
He comes every year with an exhibition.
Yeah, I know.
And when he is at the exhibition, all the Russians are there. And then I go and spend some time. Sometime means 5-10 minutes, and talk a little bit and then go away. So that's how I learn languages, in a just without much effort.
For you, what is the most mellifluous, beautiful language?
Italian. Italian.
It's for us, for singers, it's the language.
I know. When that program you had, that one Italian song, was it, or was it Latin? I think it was Latin.
Latin. That was Latin, yes.
Yeah, but Latin is also from, Italian is from Latin language also, yes.
I wanted to show you this paper.
Yeah, you showed me the other day.
Yeah, and now I've added to it some people. Mm-hmm. If you could share some remembrances of these people you knew so well.
I think you have forgotten to put Udar, D. It is Uar, Udar.
It's a typo.
Udar I knew quite well because I worked with him for a number of years. I used to, Udar was the one who was organizing all the sports activities, the implements or instruments, whatever you say, all in the gymnasium, all that you see, he got them made in Harpagon workshop.
The equipment.
Equipment, that is the word, equipment. Mm-hmm. And then during the competition season, he used to be in charge of organizing the races and all, beach races to come beach day and all this. And I was working with him, I was there, Lilu, and I think Paru also. So we used to sit with him and write down the results of the sports, all the competitions and all everything. And then we had to, at that time the system was different. We had to give, they were giving points. You had to add the points, get the average, and all that work we had to do after the competition was over. And then find out who is going to be the first, second, and then we used to put it up on the notice board. So this work I have done with Udar for a number of years, still this method was going on. Then in his workshop, he started many things, you know. He started also making plastic covers for books. So he used to get plastic, and there was one room where he put that big rolls of plastic and covering the books with, you know, fire. It was kerosene lamp or something like that, with which you used to join the, cut it to the size, and that I was the only one doing that work. And I used to work at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There are a lot of things I have done at 1 o'clock. Even now I'm teaching at 1 o'clock, which is not the working hour. So there was one time when I think work was needed, people were needed to work. And they were all working in different places, and then they asked if all those who would like to do extra work in extra and give the names to Udar. So I had given my name, and then they were given some work, and I was given this work of making plastic covers for books. The physical education library, Pranav Das library, all the books have been covered by me. They used to give me little by little few books each time, and I used to do them, and then he would send some more like that. Now that work is finished. I think nobody is doing that work, and I don't know if they have plastic at all. So this is how I have worked with Udar.
Mm.
Then Suprabha, I know very well. She's a friend. And she also learned German. And of course, we were not in the same class. She was working in the press. So there were few persons, she and Preetidi and Chitradi. There were three, four who were working in the press in the German section. So mother asked them to learn German first. Medhananda had just arrived. And as soon as the German classes started for them, I said, I also want to learn. Then they said, no, this is only for those who are working in the press. So I couldn't work, join them. Then the year after that, they said, now others can join German classes. So I was already waiting for it. So I went and gave my name for German classes. But the very first day of our German class, Medhananda came with Faust, which is the, I mean, most difficult book in the language. I told him, we don't know even ABC of the language. How can we start with this book? He immediately brought Sri Aurobindo's and Mother's book saying quotations that nothing is taught, everything is in you and this and that. I said, okay. It just so happened that in the library there was one book called German, How to Speak and Write It. It was, they had given the pronunciation, the meaning of the sentences, and there were exercises, and you got the key to the exercises at the end of the book. So I started working on my own with that book, but I used to show him from time to time. And that's how I picked up quite a lot, and after that, I went to the country. So that made me do it. So Suprabha, she is a friend.
I've known the family very well.
Very well. They are here much before us.
Mm-hmm.
When I came, Jyoti
Priya asked Prithvi Singh take me under his wings.
Acha. Uh-huh.
And so he looked after
me. No, they are one of the very sadhaks of the very beginning. I mean, they came in, I think, 38, 36, 39, I don't know, something like that. So then these are people who were in Shantiniketan, Tagore's school. So they came from there. They had another type of, there also there was a lot of art and...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they're from Shantiniketan, all the brothers and sisters. They're a big family. Of course, now only three are there. Naren Singh, Sumitra and Suprabha.
And Suprabha, yes.
Suprabha. Yes. And of course, Sujata, the elder sister, she went away later with...
With Satprem.
Satprem. Do and you have Abhay Satprem's
Singh,
name also?
Abhay Singh was in charge of Atelier?
Atelier. He was the one. And he was in charge of many... He was in charge of also...
Gardens?
Furniture service. And gardens.
And gardens, yes.
And gardens. Furniture service also and garden also. He was doing very well and all. Although everybody has their problems, and I'm not going to talk about the problems now and whatever. You don't have Satprem's name.
There are so many more that I have to add.
Uh-huh. And then here there is Ravindra.
Mm.
Ravindra, I have worked with him again. You see, when we came, we were in the school, some of these children, me, I don't know if you know Urmila, Usha, Paru, all of us. Then Mona was looking after the Golkond, and she had some, they were the best workers whom she had taken for this, for her work there, like Maniban, Pushpa, and
yes.
Then Kusum, and later on and all. And Ravindra took us for the work. We were in the school and at this time working. And Mona told Ravindra that he has taken the best workers. He has kept the best workers for him. And those were the days when you used to, really, we never had any time for, we never thought of anything. We used to be running from work to school, school to playground. I mean, from morning till evening and going for darshan and then coming back from darshan and again little work and then again going to school and then doing homeworks. So it was whole day like that.
Yes.
And then, of course, we were, had also, my, I was learning sitar with Sunilda, how to play sitar. Then I had my dancing classes. Then we, I mean, really, it was something. I tell you that we were in a paradise in those days. We had darshans and learning something and working and everything. I don't really know how we could put in so much in a day. How we could put in so much. So we were in the boarding, as I told you, we were the first boarders. And we were supposed to be too young to come to mother in, at night. So night darshan. So once we asked her, we would also like to come for pranam at night. Then she said, only Saturday night. So Saturday night used to be our best night. We used to go to the ashram very early. And there were some people, and then we had to wait a long time. So many people used to come. And the darshan, pranam in those days used to become 11 o'clock at night, midnight. That's why mother didn't want that it should be so late for children. But we liked it, and we used to go and wait somewhere or the other. And then there were some who were a little older than us. They used to keep us occupied, tell us stories and all, and we used to fall asleep. And then suddenly there was another historical person, was Haradhan, who had a very big physique with long beard and bare body and with a dhoti and chadar. He used to come with his kadam, wooden sandals, and mother has come, he would announce, and then all would get up and staggering like that. We used to go and join the queue and go to mother. And mother also, that was, I think, the war time. Mother also, in those days, so many people, war people used to, I mean, I don't know how to say, call her, and then she would fall in trance. And very often one person would go to her, she will hold the hand, and 10, 15 minutes, they couldn't move at all. Because she is holding their hand, she used to give this jasmine flowers, plenty like that, and she would hold. And everybody wanted that that should happen to that person, that she would be holding the hand and remaining like that for 10, 15 minutes and all. So it was something very nice. Everybody liked it. And then very often after that, she would start rushing because it had become very late. She hardly ever slept, you see. But she used to go in trance like that for many days. I mean,
What was the average age of the children then?
No, we were not allowed. We were allowed only on Saturday.
And how old were you then?
At that time, we must have been 14, 15. Ah. 13, 14, 15, because Sri Aurobindo was still there. Sri Aurobindo was still there. It is, there used to be pranam for this puja days and all. Yeah, I think it was, or was it after 50? I can't remember. These are things, you know, the dates and all, but I remember the events, but I don't always remember that. Some friends will tell you it was it after 50, but they were after 50, because 53, 54, there was this Vidyavrat who came, started taking pictures.
The photographer.
Photographer.
Yes,
he has
yes.
taken pictures of many people with mother in those puja days. So it was puja days. And I too have a picture with mother, and I think it was 54, as far as I remember. So, Tara, these things, Tara will know the dates better
yeah.
than me.
Yeah.
Perhaps
we could, I'm hoping you'll give us another interview, because we have a lot of people there.
Yeah.
And maybe we could have your photograph with
mother.
There
is Pranab.
It'd be nice if we could put your photograph with mother on.
I have a lot of photographs which Tara has taken.
Ah,
with mother.
With mother, yes.
Now that is again another story which Tara may tell you, but Tara was very much interested in photography. And so she had some cameras, but she wanted a very perfected camera. And she asked Eckhart to bring one Swiss camera, I think Swiss camera, which is called Hasselblad. You will know these names.
I know it, yes, yes.
So she managed to get that Hasselblad, and then she told mother, I've got this camera, Can I not take my first pictures of yours with this camera? I want to take first pictures yours,
yeah.
Then start. She said, oh, I don't know if she said tomorrow or day after. Tomorrow it is Lata's birthday, you come with her. So then she took me with mother. In her camera, there were 10 negatives, or 10, what do you call it?
Negatives.
Negative. Yes. So she went on clicking. She didn't want to lose this chance of taking pictures. She took me in all the different stages, mother, showing mother what I prepared. You know, I used to embroider and paint things, and I was showing her. Then she's saying that, then I'm doing pranam, then I'm getting up a little, then I stand. So in different positions, Champaklal said, I'm the only one who has got so many positions of pranam going to mother in that way. And then after taking 8 pictures, there were 2 more left. And she said, mother, now I want you alone. Mother said, only one. So she clicked 2.
She told me that story.
She clicked 2 instead of, she said, and one picture, it is one of the best pictures which you see in dining room, you see everywhere. And the other was blank, absolutely nothing at all. So she, mother said one, and so she got only one. But that one which is there, mother alone, that is very beautiful picture.
Yeah.
So that's how I got so many pictures with mother. And one of picture I have with mother, which Vidyavrat took long ago.
Ah.
That also, I'm in sari.
Could you,
even in these pictures, I'm in sari.
Could we photograph them with the camera?
Yes, yeah, I have the
you
pictures.
You can bring them?
I have, what do you want? I have prints.
Yeah, prints. We can just go from the prints.
I have prints
easily.
And I have also on my iPad.
He's the expert.
Yeah, so you have to tell me. My iPad pictures I enjoy seeing because, you know, they become big.
Yeah.
And they're so clear.
So from the iPad we can?
I think so. From the iPad would
iPad.
Be great. Yes.
Okay.
Good.
Then should I bring it next time?
Please. Please.
Okay.
Good.
So I need not go further, because
well,
one can go on talking.
One more. One
oh,
more.
I thought
you.
I thought
we,
you.
We've got 40 minutes today. No. We'll just do one more.
So I can talk about Prithvi Singh, Pranab, Pavitra, all of them.
Wonderful.
I can talk.
Wonderful.
Because
Nalini.
Hmm?
Any contact with Nalini?
Very little. But are you not interviewing this Manoj and all? They had a lot of contact with Manoj.
We will. We, as
Manoj and Aruti.
I spoke to Aruti 2 days ago,
hmm.
And I think she's leaning hmm. towards doing it.
Yeah, they had much more, you know, he used to take classes with them.
Oh.
I had only this type of contact whenever, if he wanted to see mother, in those days when we had to go through Nalini, so we used to tell him we would like to see mother, or it's my birthday, and this, and then he would ask, Nalini and Amrita were the two, who is to ask mother and then say, mother has said you come such and such day at such and such time. So they used to bring, sometimes they would bring it in writing. Mother has called you at on Wednesday or this date at 10 o'clock, you to have it.
Yes.
You know? So that was that's the type of contact I had with Nalini and Amrita, both of them. We used to, but Amrita, there are a lot of stories also, but they were also very busy.
Well, I think that's wonderful. We'll schedule another meeting with you. And
but with these people,
Tara,
I will have a lot to say, I'm telling
you. Yes, but you have many memories also.
I have, but dates and all I forget.
It doesn't matter.
It is
right. No.
Yeah, there are a lot of people whom I know quite well, you know. Champaklal and... With Champaklal also, Tara was very close to Champaklal. Aravind Basu also you have written. He was my teacher, philosophy teacher.
I see.
He was life divine. He was taking our life divine classes and all. And this class which he was taking, it was a special class most for teachers rather than for students. So there were quite a few teachers who... You see, in those days we never finished studying. While we were still in school, mother asked us to start teaching. So we were side by side, we were teaching and side by side. So little by little, teaching was becoming less, learning was becoming less, not becoming less, but classes were becoming less, and teaching was becoming more. So until today, I can say that I'm still attending some classes. You will be surprised which class I'm still attending, singing class. But we always want to continue learning something. So we never stop doing anything. Of course, my teaching classes, I call them learning classes also. Yes. But when I teach, I learn a lot. So these are also learning classes.
Thank you so much, Lata.
Okay.
So we'll look forward to the next installment of your remembrances.
But will it end or it will never end? Is there an end?
I don't think there's an end.
That's what I'm wondering.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So nice to have your...
But then you have
memories.
So many others to...
Yes, we'll continue. This is our 41st interview today.
You managed to get Bhavatarini yesterday. You
yes,
were saying you were.
Yes, we did.
So,
yes.
How was it?
There were moments that were very, very beautiful. Mm. She talked about her weightlifting.
Yeah, she was a captain.
And she talked when she was a captain.
She
yes.
was a captain. She was my captain also.
Ah.
Although she's nearly my age, but that has nothing to do with captain and all. Whatever work they were getting. She was our group captain,